Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Worldview makes a difference in your position on human sexuality, the so-called LGBT agenda, the sanctity of human life, the issue of abortion, and so many, many other things, including the authority of what does the Bible say. Our special guest today is Ken Ham, the founder and president of Answers in Genesis. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Ken, I was dealing with a pastor, a very well-known pastor, has a mega church. And over the years, I found that on certain issues, such as the LGBT agenda, he began to drift. Also began to see that during the Obama administration, he began to drift on the matter of abortion, thinking that if you reduce the number of abortions, let's at least support reducing the number of abortions, not necessarily eliminating it, just reducing the number of abortions. Let's begin to have some more bending of theology to the LGBT agenda. And I came across, as I was researching, a video that he actually did called The Dangers of Preaching Genesis. And then it all clicked like a light bulb. I found out that he attended one of the early events of Biologos, which is a theistic evolution, frankly, a very aggressive proselytizer of theistic evolution. Some of these issues, Ken, like the issue of LGBT, human sexuality, abortion, they all stem back to the authority of the Bible and really the historical nature of Genesis 1 through 11.
Well, they certainly do, Matt. And, you know, one of the things that I have said over and over again during the ministry I've been involved in for 40 years now is that when you take man's ideas based on naturalism about the origin of the universe, man's ideas about evolution, Big Bang, and so on, and you add them to the Bible in Genesis. I mean, there are many Christians that said, oh, it doesn't matter if you reject the days of creation. It doesn't matter if you add in millions of years. It doesn't matter if you put a gap between verse 1 and verse 2, or say God used evolution, as long as you believe Jesus rose from the dead and so on. But once you unlock that door, that you can take man's ideas outside the Bible about the age of the earth and evolution, and you add them into the Bible, you unlock a door that says you can have man in authority over the scripture, so the next generation will do that. And so now, as you're seeing, for instance, in our culture, people saying, well, you know, a woman has a right over her body, or we need to make sure we love everybody, and therefore, if you're used to taking man's ideas about origins and adding them into Genesis, why not start to take man's ideas about marriage, man's ideas about abortion, and add them into the Bible? And that's what I see has happened. We've unlocked that door to put man in authority over God's word instead of the other way around. And so when you take God at his word, for instance, in Genesis 1, you realize Genesis 1:27, that one verse alone, deals with the abortion issue and deals with the gay marriage issue, deals with the gender issue. Jesus quoted from that verse in Matthew 19 and Mark 10. Here's Jesus, who's the truth, who said, haven't you read, he which made the beginning made them male and female. And we read that in Genesis 1:27. We read that God made man in his image, and the image of God created he them, male and female created he them. So right there, God is distinguishing male from female, and he tells us how he did that. It goes on in chapter 2 of Genesis to tell us that he took dust and made the first man. He brought the animals to him. He saw he was alone, none were like him. So he put him to sleep, and out of his side, he made the first woman. And by the way, how do you add evolution to that? When evolution teaches man from an ape man, woman from an ape woman, the Bible teaches man from dust, woman from his side. So there's no way you can take evolutionary ideas and add to that. And it says that he made them male and female. See, here's the point. If you raise up generations of kids and tell them the Bible is not the absolute authority, and it doesn't mean what it says, if you have no absolute authority, it's like it says in the book of Judges, and they had no king to tell them what to do. They all did what was right in their own eyes. And so I even see today where there's been some articles that have come out and said that, you know, gender is all fluid, and it's not just biology, it's culture that determines gender and so on. We know in biology you have an XX and an XY chromosome. And, you know, there's an article recently in Scientific American that said there are some people that are born with issues in regard to sexual organs and so on, and that's true because there are mutations. But there's like 1% of the population have those sort of problems because of sin, just like some people are born with Down syndrome. Some people are born with all sorts of other problems because our sin did that, because now things degenerate. And so they say because of that, you have to use what affects the 1% and reinterpret the whole of gender. I think Google has about 70 different genders now, and so it goes on. See, once you abandon an absolute authority, everyone does what is right in their own eyes. And that's what's happening, because if there is no absolute authority, if the Bible is not the absolute authority, then man determines truth, then ultimately anything goes. It's whatever you want to make it to be. And of course, because of our spiritual state of sin, we will much rather do that which is wrong and against God's word than that which is right. And so Genesis 1:27 actually lays out for us the foundation that God made male and female, and that becomes the foundation of marriage. It also says God made man in his own image. When sperm fertilizes egg, you have a fertilized egg. You have a unique combination of information. It came from the mother and the father. It's a different combination to the mother and the father. It's a unique combination. No new information is added. You are 100% made in the image of God right at fertilization. So abortion is obviously killing one made in the image of God. It's killing a human being. And remember in Genesis 9, after the flood, God said, you know, just as he gave us the plants originally, we were originally vegetarian, and then in verse 3 he said we could eat all things. But in verse 6 it says, but if you shed a man's blood by your blood shall be shed. In other words, killing human beings, murder, is wrong. And so when you put it together that way, we're made in the image of God, we have a unique combination of information right at fertilization, no new information is added. You are you, 100% you, right then. And we're not to kill human beings, murdering them, that is wrong. We recognize that abortion is actually killing a human being made in the image of God. And, you know, it's very important for us to have that foundation that's right. And I recently had a young lady who heard me speak on this at the Creation Museum, and she came out afterwards and she said, I've never had it taught that way. My church never taught that way. I didn't understand that about the information and that we're made in the image of God and what that means. And she said, and looked at me with tears in her eyes, what if someone's had an abortion? And I said, well, you know, the Bible says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He removes our sin as far as the east is from the west and remembers them no more. And she said, thank you. And off she went. But it's so important to teach the right foundation from Genesis. We're not going to get right about gender, about abortion and other issues.
Well, pastors, teachers, parents, and young people, I encourage you to check out answersingenesis.org. Worldview does matter. It makes a huge difference. And one of the things that we notice in our Covenant Journey ministry with Christian college-age students who have leadership potential that we take to Israel for a life-changing experience, and when we interact with them there and afterwards, we find that they're not getting this kind of information in the churches or at home. I encourage you to go to answersingenesis.org. Ken, where would they go to get some of the resources with regards to worldview and answering some of these questions?
Yeah, if they go to answersingenesis.org, and go to our online store there, we have the Four Answers books, which are the biggest-selling creation apologetics books in the world, 120 of the top questions people ask with answers, and that's what I encourage every family to get. And then my book, The Lie Evolution, really is a book that deals with challenging Christians to take a stand on God's Word, starting in Genesis, and really deals with all the arguments against theistic evolution and, you know, organizations like BioLogos and deal with the death issue and so on. And so that's what I'd encourage people to do. Go and have a look at answersingenesis.org.
Give me that book title again and the other four books.
The Answers books. There's volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4, the Answers books. They're the biggest selling creation apologetics books in the world. I encourage every family to get 120 of the top asked questions answered. And then my book, The Lie Evolution, which is really, other than the Bible, the textbook of our ministry, which challenges the church as to why we need to take a stand on a literal Genesis, to stand against compromise with evolution in millions of years.
Well, our guest has been Ken Ham. He is the founder and president of Answers in Genesis. The website is answersingenesis.org. Of course, also the founder of the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter amazing exhibits. I encourage you to take your families and friends to go visit these incredible exhibits. AnswersInGenesis.org. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. For additional information, you can visit our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.